Why now? In part, it's the singular brutality of what happened to Floyd, coming on the heels of a recent series of racially charged encounters sparking outrage. The killings of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor, the birdwatching while black incident in New York City Central Park. Add in the coronavirus pandemic hitting the health and economic well-being of the black community particularly hard, and the combination is proving to be a tipping point. The result, said Hawk Newsom, a prominent New York civil rights activist who started Black Lives Matter of Greater New York, an unofficial chapter of BLM, is nothing less than a seismic shift in global awareness around the realities of racism. I've heard from people in Thailand who are having rallies with Black Lives Matter of Greater New York t-shirts. I've had people in Paris taking pictures in front of things on fire with their fist up. I've had people FaceTime me to show me what's happening in London, Newsom said. It feels like there's actually change happening right now, and it's opened the door to new conversations about what's needed in the future, a pathway to justice. The big question for Colors, Newsom, and other activists leading Black Lives Matter movements in countries around the world, how do you turn those conversations into real and lasting change? And what kinds of change is needed most? Here's a look at what is happening on the ground in many places at this moment of global reckoning and what the leaders guiding those movements see as the path ahead. Europe rising. Virtually every country in Europe has seen ongoing demonstrations in multiple cities as protesters defied strict lockdown guidelines, barring large gatherings to protest in solidarity with black communities in the United States, and to demand an end to police violence and systemic racism in their own countries as well.